how y'all doing? It's Shayna
and Jasmine,
and this is the It Girl Manifesto. So today,
you know, we're back in the studio, ready to chat with you guys.
And we're so happy you guys liked our first episode.
I feel like I missed you guys.
Yeah,
like y'all weren't even in the studio, but I missed you.
Like setting our heart eyes to you all. Like we appreciate
heart
you guys
eyes,
listening.
Star eyes, all those.
All of it. Like we appreciate everybody listening, tuning in.
Jasmine, I love the feedback from everybody. Like, you guys think that you're just like saying whatever. I actually appreciate when people are like, I 100%. Laughed out loud. Everyone that told me that they physically like were cracking up, like they're in public and they were laughing.
It made us so happy.
I love that. And I really hope that can happen again.
That's our goal. We want to just be your besties. We want to be there for you. We want to help educate you, but also like be your homegirls on the
for
block.
Real.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, vibes all around. That's all I want.
Big vibes. Big energy.
I want our podcast to be binge worthy. That's the goal. Really, truly.
We so obviously we have a couple of housekeepings,
yeah.
Keepings, girl, things that we have to
the
say.
House rules.
Yes. So we have our episodes. Jasmine, you want to tell them where they can find us?
So our episodes are now out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They're out on Anchor. I don't know anybody that uses Anchor, but you know that's also linked if you're
check us
into
out.
That. And we are now up on the Spirit Live website as well. All of those are linked on our Instagram. Hopefully by the time you hear this episode, we're just like ironing out some details with like putting links on Instagram, because Instagram is just like gatekeeping,
it's weird, you know,
multiple streams of podcasts, I guess. I don't know.
For some reason.
But yeah, you can check us out there. And
thank you. If you do, we really appreciate
really
it. Everybody who's sharing our stuff and supporting us, it means a lot.
It really does.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. We felt like celebrities.
We do. We do.
As soon as it got on Apple, that was it.
That was our moment. We were like,
we were ordering Venti's.
Nope, for real.
It was a big day.
It was a big deal.
It was. And on Spotify, we can like ask you guys like questions. So I found out that's a new
way to interact with you guys.
Interact with you guys that I didn't know until I was like on the creator side of Spotify. So if you ever see that, like check it out, because I want to interact with you guys, so have a little chit chat.
Like we said, we're besties now. Like, you can't get rid of us.
Yeah, honestly, comment on our Instagram.
Do it.
Like,
yeah.
It's a text message.
No,
because that's how we comment on like TikTok
exactly.
and stuff. Like, please.
Yeah.
Interact.
So now that we've gotten all that out of the way, obviously we've got our little structure, our little setup for the show. So we're gonna merge our positives and negatives for this week, because we kind of had the exact same week, to be honest.
Every week ever of life.
Truthfully. but just so you don't have to hear us babble and ramble for no reason forever, we're gonna start with our negatives. I think
we'll start with that. So probably the big one that is like the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You can probably feel the stress through your earphones. Like, I know that you are just feeling it absolutely rumble in your head right now. Last week we came to the studio, we were so excited after like our first episode published. Everyone was giving us feedback.
Yeah, you guys loved it.
DMs, they're like, oh my gosh, it's so fun, cute, everything. So we came in the studio ready to record. We had a sick like podcast setup. It was such a good episode.
Great episode. Lots of vibes.
It was great.
Honestly, really informative too, I feel
like.
It
really was good. We talked about a lot of stuff.
Which we will be getting into today, so don't worry.
You didn't miss out.
Yeah.
You know, we took note. But basically, after we found out that my mic was not on for the whole thing.
For like a 25-minute
episode.
It sounded
like this. Like,
it was a hate crime against us. We were truly so, when I say in distress, I mean we were sitting down in, like,
we didn't find this out until, like, the next day.
Pretty much,
we were going to, like, upload everything, and we were like, oh my gosh, like, the mic was off, and like, there's just no saving that
and
at that point.
Yeah, and truthfully, like, that is a big thing that happens sometimes as like creatives. Like, you just make mistakes, like things like silly things that you like, you know, like, girl, turn on the mic. Really, we
literally
played around with the board for so long too, that the fact that we just at the end
like the
did
one
not
main thing,
like, come on, like, but
yeah,
the reality
so
is it happens. So we had to just be like, you know what, we took
it's
the
fine.
L, we're gonna do what we got to do to, you know,
get back
on it. Like,
but I mean, that kind of turns into like our positives for this week. So I mean, our positive was like, wow, that really just sounded really bad. I really just muddled all my words. The positive.
I was like, I'm not going to say anything,
no.
But she called herself. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Too funny. It was a little tongue twister. But honestly, like, after we kind of just like sat down, we were super upset. Like, for a while, we were like super frustrated, especially because our schedules are both really busy, which I'm sure you guys have gathered from this. We were just like, when are we going to get back in time to, like, get the episode out? So you guys definitely know, like, this past week there was no episode. And honestly, we did not address that, because that just was a soft spot in the week.
We were very very emotional about it.
We were in distress. But honestly, just looking back on it, we were like, we don't we're glad we didn't post that episode. Like, it was a really good episode. It had informative stuff. But in hindsight, we were just like, there's just some stuff that we were like, it's probably good that we just didn't put that out. And like, it was okay.
I think the episode, the only issue, truthfully, was we had a bit of a negative moment. Like, where we were, you know, it happens. Sometimes you're with you're with your girl, you know, things.
We forgot y'all were in the room.
Yeah, because you are one of us. And we realized, like, sometimes you can't say everything that's on your mind.
Yeah.
And even though it wasn't bad or it wasn't mean, it was just more negative than we would like the episodes in our show to be. So
especially,
it was,
like, such an early episode. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It just wasn't good. Also, was a lot of stuff that y'all obviously could not relate to because it was very specific. So after we're like, yeah, it's probably good that, y'all were not in on that, but it's okay. If you're friends with us, text us, we'll let you know. It wasn't any good tea. It's not exciting,
right? No, it's just like general emotional
it was just like
stuff.
Lame. We were just like, we don't need to put this in here, so
yeah, it was lame. That was the reality of it. It was kind of lame stuff, but yeah. You know what, we're over it. We've
learned.
Here,
we're back in the studio, so we're obviously fine. We're good.
Yes. So yeah, that was our positive, was we got to learn from our mistakes, which is something that I think a lot of people forget to do. I forget to do it sometimes, but we both kind of had a moment. I think we were, like, literally in an elevator, and we were just like, yo, it was meant to be. Like, the universe kind of told us that, like, that was not the one. You guys could do better. So here we are. We gonna do better. Yep. Period.
But this week, we are going to be talking about healthy habits, which we're super excited to talk about. Just kind of, like, healthy ways to just, you know, get your stress out, just... you know,
like, keep on top of, like, all the things in your life that are, like, important to you
that aren't work or school, that are, like, for you, which sounds so, like,
cliche. But but, like, it's important, like, having things that are for you and for your mental health and your peace, like, those
just
things
do something fun.
Yeah, like, those are the things that, like, motivate you to do the stuff that's more mundane, right? So for example, me and Jasmine actually both are my sister calls us gym rats.
No, it's so funny.
Like, we're
chewy rat
food door dash. Yeah, no, we love going to the gym. It's where we get to be by ourselves, decompress. Like, I do the 12:30. If you do it, please let us know, because
sometimes I really be doing
I'd be fighting for my life. But you know,
sometimes I hit a little 10, 2.5.
10, 2.5, like slight jog walk. Literally. Yeah, no, it's things like that are really fun for me personally. That's one of the big things that I've been putting a lot of my effort into, so that I can, like, decompress and, like, de-stress. Like genuinely speaking.
You literally just get to go there, and you generally just get to run around, but you don't have to, like, give any context.
No.
Which is so fun. Because, like, I'm not six. I can't just run around and scream.
No,
but,
for real.
I can do that at the gym.
Oh, 100%. And I go to Planet Fitness, so I could do literally whatever I want. Like, Planet Fitness allows for pretty much everything. But, like, I use it as a reward, truthfully. Like, at the way I use it now, the gym is,
we
like,
literally
a reward.
Be, like, working on something, and she's like, you know what? But I'm going to go to the gym after.
And I'm like, that's what's keeping me going.
Yep.
Yeah. There's, like, other stuff. So, Jasmine, what are some other things that you do that, like, keep you,
you know, sane?
Yeah.
Through the semesters? Yeah. Definitely, like Shana said, going to the gym is, like, a good one. It's been freezing cold out, so that I have been kind of slacky on. Because, like, leaving my warm bed to get up and go outside is a thing. But one that I really like to do is, I love Pinterest. Like,
oh my god, yes.
Every it girl, you love Pinterest. Let me just tell you that. I know you absolutely love just hanging out on there, like, a good, like, after work, a good after school. It's good for, like, creatives.
On my break at work.
Oh, so good. No, literally. Like, as a Pinterest creative, like, artist and, like, influencer and it girl, it's super important to kind of just go on there. You can kind of get inspiration for outfits and hair. That's, like, my favorite, to go on there and be like, what outfit do I want to wear? Literally today, I was like, what should I wear? All over Pinterest.
She sent me outfit pictures
all
from
of
Pinterest.
My boards. I was like, listen, this is what we need. And it's, like, it's good for collaborating. Me and Shana have a million and one
collaborative Pinterest boards. And, like, for me personally, my thing on Pinterest is, like, home decor and, like,
I just manifest
apartments and stuff
that I'm gonna have.
Yeah,
it works pretty well.
It does. Truthfully, that's how we've
Pinterest
got a lot of the things
is
we've
a
got.
Vision board. It's a digital vision board.
It is. It really is. And I love it. And I think it's one of those. It's a very easy way to, like, just kind of, like, de-stress and, like.
Yeah. I feel like it's scrapbooking for our generation, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
super fun. That's a good one. What other things are, like, your go-to?
I guess? Read a lot.
Is better than me.
I read a lot. Like, okay, so I commute for work and for school.
Yeah.
And it takes me about an hour throughout my, like, it's about 2 hours in my day that I'm, like, on a streetcar or on a subway. And so in that time, I'll read a book. And, like, that's my book, honestly, some of my favorite like between that and the gym, like those are my favorite parts of the day. Like that sounds kind of lame, but I love reading, and I think it helps motivate me to like do creative stuff. Like the other day I was like, I haven't really designed or not designed, but like drawn so much in Illustrator in a minute.
Yeah.
Like just for fun. And I like was drawing characters from the book, and I was like, girl, I haven't done this since I was a child. Like, so it's like little things like that that kind of bring me back to my creativity. And like, it's just really cool to do things that are for fun, but that inspire me in my career or in my, you know, like in my
creative space.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that for me is really cool.
Definitely. This is such like a ridiculous little healthy hobby. It's not even a hobby, but we're going to talk about it here. Me and my hydro jug, not even just that, me and my water bottles. If anybody knows me, I love a good water bottle.
She's obsessed.
I have a lot of water bottles.
She really does.
I don't really have an explanation for that. It's just a thing.
No, she doesn't.
But my current like go-to is my hydro jug. Obsessed. I put like everybody on.
Yeah, I have one.
Yeah, I bought one for like a bunch of people for Christmas. I was like, you know what? This really reflects you. I bought like different colors and different sleeves for everyone. They asked me to be an ambassador. Like, that's how deep it
is. No, she's not even joking. Like, she does have a code.
No, for real. But she like, does hit have me a code. Up. Hit me up. Hit me in the DM.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't know, drinking water. I feel like that's a healthy hobby. That's
100%.
Good. And sometimes we like challenge each other because now, like I said, like Shayna has a hydro jug as well. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I'll be like, did you finish your jug today? Like, let's talk about it. Sometimes we'd be guzzling that bag at like 11 p.m.
We'll be on FaceTime like, yo, drink your water, drink your water. And it's like, it's fun. Like, things like that are cool. Like, we mentioned, you know, having a support system, like, doing silly hobbies together.
No, literally.
It's so fun. Like, I feel like, I'm sorry, I keep saying like so much, but
I think we definitely say that. I'm not going to lie, I no longer work on that. Because I just start stumbling over my words.
My sister used to yell at me for it. She would tell me, do not talk to me if you're going to say it.
I can hear her saying that.
She's like, don't talk to me if you're going to say like one
maybe
more time.
We should like invite her to the studio for a little coaching session.
I know. My sister is pretty much the main reason why I have my life together in any capacity. People always think that I have my life together. I'm like, oh my God, wait till you see what my sister's got. And I'm like, ciao. Anyways. So.
Yeah. So that's kind of like, I feel like part of like having your healthy habits is like having a good balance between like, it's a habit that is like helping you with like, you know, school, work, whatever.
Or your physical health, you know.
Physical health, but also like being fun. Because I feel like growing up, you always hear adults being like, oh, I don't do anything for fun anymore.
I like crocheting. What the fuck? Shut up.
Do something that's like fun. Like just do something fun. It doesn't need to be
elaborate.
Unless
crocheting makes you happy. Sorry. I'm like out here roasting mans. Like if it makes you happy, do it. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it doesn't need to be wild. You don't need to like go bungee jumping every week. You don't need to go hike the largest trail in the country every single weekend, but like do something that's fun, like hang out on Pinterest, you know, Instagram, Twitter, make TikToks. Just recently I've just been making TikToks like bold. Like I literally will be sitting in my room, I would hear a TikTok sound, and I'm like,
yeah, I'm making a TikTok right now,
and they're kind of popping off. I'm kind of into it.
No, for real. Like I posted a TikTok a couple weeks ago, and like for some reason that was the one that popped off for me, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna take it. I'm not gonna complain.
Literally, who are you to say no?
I'm not gonna say no.
And the Creator Fund just launched in Canada, so we're in a bag now. It is time. Do I just post the whole podcast there, like a million parts?
We might.
Part one.
We should.
Those guys that like post podcasts. I love those like podcasts with men. Like, I know this is a women's podcast.
No, I don't love them. But I don't those love men podcasts. Are.
I am so sorry. I know every woman is gonna fight with me on this, but I find them so. I listen to those.
I think Jasmine just likes them because she laughs at them. She's not laughing with them. I just personally
so
don't like.
It's just too good.
I think I just love the opinion of women. Like, I love the perspectives like so much more. This sounds really mean, and like,
well,
I don't.
Like,
really...
Also more like relatable. Obviously. Yeah, I sometimes definitely they're talking about complete foolishness, but like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I love a 4YE. I love Tiny Me Gang. Like, those are some
I
of my favorite.
I want y'all to know if you're listening, put us on your show.
Oh, please.
We could talk for that full 2 hours.
Yo, I'm a talker. Like, we can talk.
You said chit chat.
But to get back on topic,
that is not a healthy habit. Me listening to those podcasts is not a healthy habit.
And it's okay. Identify your unhealthy habits and get rid of them.
No, you just need to know yourself.
Yeah.
You need to know your
habits.
Be
self-aware. That's important.
Yeah. But I think that's like the important takeaway from this week is like, have a couple things that are really fun. You don't necessarily need to be the best person in the world at them. You can definitely be like, just doing it for fun.
Girl, you could be trash. I'm so bad at painting, but it makes me so happy.
It's so fun.
And I'm going to do it every time. It's going to do it for me every single time. And I'm going to do it every time.
Literally. So just like do them for fun, you know. You don't necessarily have to be doing it to perfect your craft. You could be, because that also is really healthy. But like kind of don't put pressure on yourself in those kind of more relaxed and
settings, yeah,
and like happy and and hobbies that are for yourself, like kind of make those more fun. Don't pressure yourself, don't stress yourself out.
And also in the same same breath as that, like if it does spark a passion or if it does spark something in you to like focus or zero in on some part of your life, like for example, maybe you find out that you really love the gym and you're like, yo, I would love to be a trainer, like that's something I'd love to do. Focus on that, allow yourself to like jump into that part of yourself, you know what I mean? Like I think we do this thing where we believe, not necessarily creatives alone, but people, anybody, we do this thing where we find ourselves in this one place, this one career, and we're like, yo, this is it. I make
don't
my money
box
here.
Yourself in.
Yeah, like don't box yourself in. If you have a hobby that brings you joy and you can monetize and you can make a career, like allow yourself to explore that. I think we as people, as women especially, we often are so afraid of messing up that we don't allow ourselves to try and like
just
fail
try.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like give yourself room to fail, give yourself room to explore. Because men do it. Men do it all the time.
Yeah.
So I want to see all my homegirls in the streets doing what... Listen, all these little small businesses, I love it.
Let me tell you something.
It.
Support those small businesses. Because sometimes that small business is their hobby.
And
just support it.
A
it's
lot
so
of
fun.
The time it is. And I love seeing it. Like, are you going to have 10 side hustles, 10 million Instagrams? Yes. And I love to see it. Like, if you look in my Instagram, like, the thing, like, how many pages I have? I've got, like, 11.
No, literally, me too.
And it's fine. Like, do I sell anything? No, but
it's just there.
You know,
like,
I just do.
It's
exactly.
Just, like, it's just art. It is art. But definitely, like, you know, hone in on that. And kind of, like, on that note, I'm definitely not your, you know, academic advisor or whatever. But I know a lot of people, as you're, like, you know, halfway through your degree or just past, a lot of people are like, I don't know. Like, I found out that I'm really interested in something else as you get older. Because when you do kind of make those decisions for your programs and stuff, you're really young. Like, you don't really know what you like yet, and you haven't had an opportunity to kind of like explore what you like. Everything's been handed to you. So if you find something really cool, I'm not saying like drop everything and go into it, but you know, sometimes take it seriously. If you're really good at something and it makes you happy, like see how you can make money out of that. Like this is 2022. You can monetize just about everything under the sun.
Yo, step into your bag, bro.
So
like
make some money off of it. If it's not gonna be your full stream of income, like get a little money off of that. They'll pay for your coffee, a little vacation. Just do that.
Just like these hobbies that we're talking about, they can be so good for you personally and your development and just like your peace as a human being, but they can also open doors for you. So having those hobbies is such a like dope part about being a person, being young too, right? Like being young, we're able to explore and learn so much about ourselves. So take these hobbies, like do them, have fun with them, but let them kind of lead
you,
you know? Yeah.
But yeah, I hope you guys definitely will take from this and, you know, comment on our Instagram. Let us know what your hobbies are. Maybe we'll try some out. We'll, like, post, like, a little reel or something of us, like, testing them out. We'll see what we think about them, see if we are capable of any of them.
Yes.
It'll be so fun. But, yeah, you know, you just want to finish us out with our little, like, quote of the day. And
so
then, you know, we'll send these guys on their way. Continue your grocery shopping, your gym, whatever.
Yes. So I'm going to close this out with our affirmation for the day. So it is... I am capable of achieving anything I put my mind to. Y'all heard that?
Yeah.
I want you to hear
it one more time for them.
I am capable of achieving anything I put my mind to.
Yep.
If they told it to you in kindergarten, I'm going to tell it to you now.
Nope, literally.
You can do anything you set your mind to.
You can do anything.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll see you guys next week. And talk to us on our Instagram.
Yeah,
talk
interact.
To us.
We want to be your besties.
Swipe up on the story, comment, DM, all of that.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.